الله الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار. الله الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this program of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going to speak now about his attribute al-Ghaffar and then al-Qahhar. Al-Ghaffar, the one who forgives a lot. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Taha, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. And I am the forgiver for that person who does tawbah, who got iman, who does good deeds, and then he is guided. So the word ghaffar is used here, and we know that there are two more words, and they are also the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghafir and ghafoor. And inshallah we are going to speak about them later as well. But here, let me say that the word ghafir, the one who forgives, ghafoor, which is also an excessive mode in Arabic language, who forgives a lot, and ghaffar, also another form of excessive mode in Arabic, who forgives a lot. They are mentioned here in comparison to these three attributes of the man. That is zalim and zaloom and zallam. Because the man is declared zalim, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ, that in this ummah there would be people who are doing injustice to themselves. So the word zalim is used. Zaloom is used. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا, that the man was zaloom and jahool. He was unjust and he was ignorant. And the word zallam is also used. So in comparison, we can say that if the man is zalim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafir. If the man is zaloom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor. If the man is zallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghaffar. This is how three attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facing three characters of the man. And that is a saying which is taken from Ar-Razi, the famous Mufassir of Al-Quran. Here, let me clarify another point. In this ayah, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِذَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ, your Rabb is not a great unjust to the people. Some people would say that if you are negating ذَلَّام, it means, does it mean that he is zalim? Because you are just saying, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ, your Rabb is not zallam, yani doing injustice a lot to the people. You are just negating his being as zallam. So it means he could be zalim. For example, when you negate about a person and you say that he is not allam, that he got not great knowledge, but it does not mean that you are negating that he is a alim. He is a alim, but he is not allam. So that is the point which we want to bring into your notice, that some people may ask this question. So the answer to that question is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has negated zallam from himself, why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not zalim, he is not unjust. That is even for one single person. He is not zalim, but looking at the great number of the people, the word zallam is used, that he is not zallam, meaning he is not zalim for each one of them. This is how we can understand this word, and then there would be no question left. Coming back to Al-Ghaffar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives a lot. But for that forgiveness, he also demands from the people to repent. That is the ayah of Surah Taha, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ. I forgive for the person who repent. And repentance should be done just after committing the sin. You know, you must not wait a lot. You have to ask the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you turn back to the right path immediately. And this is the ayah of Surah An-Nisa, which says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah from those people who do sins, who commit sins out of ignorance. ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. And then they repent immediately. Yani after the sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns back upon them. So that is the condition that a person, when he commits a sin, immediately after it, he should realize that he has done something bad. So he repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting his repentance. For the repentance, there are three vital conditions. First of all, that a person should regret. Should regret that he has done something wrong. That is very important. And secondly, he should have a resolution of the mind not to do that thing once again. And the third thing, that he should have a good intention not to do that sin once again. So, you can say, correction of your intention, tashihun niyya, and then the regret, showing regret upon what we have done, and the third thing, a resolution of the mind that you are not going to repeat that sin once again. So if these conditions are met, then your repentance is acceptable. There is a fourth condition, if you are responsible for hurting someone, for taking someone's money, then ask forgiveness from him as well, because you have hurt him, you have slandered him, you have backbitten him, ask his forgiveness. Or if you have taken his money, his property, any of his things, then return it back to him, then your repentance would be complete. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has promised a lot of blessing in this world, out of istighfar, when you seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, one of the saying of the Prophet, مَنْ لَذِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارَ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا وَمِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. The person who says a lot of istighfar, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out for him from each and every worry, and also a way out from each difficulty and trouble, and he is going to sustain him from a quarter he could not expect. Now let us move to the other attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Al-Qahhar, the dominant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is victorious and dominant in a way that he can do anything he wills. No one is going to stop him or to be an obstacle towards him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dominant. His will is going to conquer. No person can frustrate him. The person who is pleased with him, he will remain in that player until he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person who is not pleased with Allah, he would remain in that anger until he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take vengeance, which is one of the impression of Al-Qahhar, that he is dominant, he is powerful, he can take the vengeance. Yes, he takes the vengeance if there is a reason for that. If you have done something to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if you have inflicted an injustice to someone else, a person against another person, an individual against another individual, a nation against another nation, then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He comes to take vengeance, nobody can stop Him. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. We have destroyed them because of their sins. فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. Every one of these nations we have taken them because of his dhamm, because of his sin. This word Al-Qahhar is mentioned 6 times in Al-Quran. Let us take some of these ayat as the time allows. For example, Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was in the prison and he was giving a piece of admonition to his inmates, he said, Ya sahiba yusidin, arbabun mutafarriquna khayrun amillahul wahidul qahhar. Oh, my two inmates of the prison, tell me, so many gods scattered, different, are they better? Or just one Allah who is dominant, whose will is dominant? And then the ayah of Surah Ra'ad, قُلِ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَحَّارِ. Say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything, and He is one, He is dominant. And the ayah of Surah Ibrahim, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَحَّارِ. The day, that is the day of the judgment, when this earth is going to be changed with another earth, heavens to be changed with other heavens, and all the people would be exposing themselves, would be exposed to Allah, الْوَاحِدِ الْقَحَّارِ, who is one, who is dominant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is dominant, so that the people, even if somebody does not want to die, he is going to die. قَهَرَهُمْ بِالْمَوْتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enforced His will upon them. Everybody has to die. Nobody can say that because of my strength, because of my kingship, because of my this and that, I am going to escape the death. No. He has to die because Allah's will is going to supersede. And the ayah of Surah Ghafir, يَوْمَهُمْ بَارِزُونَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْهُمْ شَيْءٍ لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَحَّارِ. That is very similar to the ayah of Surah Ibrahim. That day, the people would be exposed. Nothing would be hidden out of them and Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, because all the people, that is when the people would die, at the doom day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. Who got the kingdom today? And then the answer would come from Allah Himself, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَحَّارِ, for Allah who is dominant. And the ayah of Surah Sad, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا مُنْزِرٌ وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَحَّارِ. Say that I am just a warner, and there is no one to be worshipped except Allah, who is one, who is قَحَّار, who is dominant. And the ayah of Surah Zumar, لَوْ أَرَادَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا لَصْطَفَى مِمَّا يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَى سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَحَّارِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to take His son, He could have taken from His creation whatever He likes. He is glorified. He is Allah. He is Wahid. He is Qahhar. He is dominant. And with this, we come to the end. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله الرحمن الرحيم المالك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار. الله الرحمن الرحيم المالك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار.
Before the break, we spoke about the two attributes of Allah, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Qahhar. And now we are going to speak about Al-Wahhab and Al-Razzaq. Al-Wahhab, which is coming from Wahaba, to give, to gift. So we can translate it as the bestower, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the giver, the one who gives you gifts, the one who gives you what he likes without any accounting at all, any time he likes. هو الذي يعطي من يشاء كيف يشاء ومتى شاء بغير حساب. The one who gives whom he likes, what he likes, whenever he likes, without any accounting at all. And let us take this attribute from the ayah of Surah Ali Imran. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. O Allah, O Rabb, don't let our hearts incline from the guidance. After that you have guided us. And وَهَبْ لَنَا, give us from yourself rahmatan mercy, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّاب, you are the one who gives. So that is وَحَبَ, because when we are going to speak about a razaq, there is a slight difference. وَحَاب, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives anyone whom he likes, what he likes. And without means sometime. This what we want to understand here. And another meaning, or you can say the similar meaning, is that he gives duna iwadin, without asking any price for that. And he gives bighayri gharadin, without any motive with him. And he gives without asking. That is again the impression of Al-Wahhab. And in that hadith Qudsi, which is a very beautiful hadith, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Ya ibadi law anna awwalakum wa akhirakum wa insakum wa jinnakum qamu fi sa'idin wahidin fasa'aluni fa'ataytu kulla wahidin mas'alatah ma naqasa dhalika min indi. مِمَّا عِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْقُسُ الْمِخْيَةُ إِذَا أُذْقِلَ الْبَحْرُ. O my people, if all of you, right from the beginning till the end, all human beings, all jinn, all of them, they stand in a plane, and everyone asks something from me, and I have given everyone what he asked, they are not going to decrease from my kingdom anything except, and this example is given, except that one when a needle is dropped into the sea water. And just imagine how much water could cling to that needle. Nothing. And this is what is going to be decreased from my kingdom. And then he said, Ya ibadi innama hiya amalukum uhsiha lakum thumma uwaffikum iyaha. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. O my people, these are your actions, and I'm just going to count them for you, and then I will bring them, these actions, to you, and with all its rewards. The person who finds something good, he should thank Allah. And the person who does not find anything good, he has to blame himself, because he did not do good in this world. And in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَاعْلَمْ لَوْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ اجْتَمَعَتْ أَنْ يَنْفَأُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ مَا نَفَأُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. He said to Abdullah ibn Abbas, if you ask, ask Allah. If you seek assistance, seek the assistance of Allah. And you should know that if the whole ummah, the entire humanity, all the people in this world, all of them, they got together and they wanted to benefit you, they are not going to benefit you except with things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed already for you. And he said in the same way, if the whole ummah wanted to harm you with anything, they are not going to harm you except with the thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already recorded it for you. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجُفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. And that is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that decree has been written, the pens have been removed and the scriptures or the scrolls in which the decree was recorded has been dried up. Even the ink has dried. So that is the attribute of Allah Al-Wahhab. Now let us see some more verses from Al-Quran. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this word wahaba for a certain action, and that is to give children. To give children to a couple. And it shows that this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can it be shared by the human beings? Of course not. He says, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الزُّكُورُ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجَعْلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heaven and the earth. He creates what He likes. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا He gives, look at the word wahaba, which is used here. He gives whom He likes females. Whom He likes, males. Whom He likes, He gives them both males and females, sons and daughters. And He leaves whom He likes barren, without children. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ He knows and He got the full ability. So, by this we come to understand that Wahhab is the one who gives things nobody can give. That is Al-Wahhab. Now let us move to the next attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Ar-Razzaq, the sustainer. The one who provides all things beneficial to the creatures. Wahhab, we said that he gives whom he likes, what he likes, without any accounting. And here in Ar-Razzaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, he gives you, he sustains you. Things which are needed for your survival. And these things come to you through different means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَاهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ There is no creature creeping on the land. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got his rizq to give him. Every one of them is getting his rizq, his sustenance from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows where that thing has to stay and where it is going to be deposited, means after the deaths. Everything is written in a very clear book. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Razzaq, He gives. And we know that ayah from Surah Al-Dhariyat, which we have already recited in one of the episodes, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لَيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُتْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, He said, I did not create the jinn and the ins except to worship me. I don't want them from them any risk, any sustenance. I don't want them to feed me because Allah is the one who gives, who feeds. He is Razzaq and He is powerful. But here we should understand that the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hidden in this earth. We have to find it out. And this shows that even when you try to find out your rizq, you have to take the means in your hands. Without means you can't get it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُمْ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا فَامْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this earth ذَلُولًا, subject to you. So, walk into its tracts and find out your rizq and eat from its the rizq which is provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the earth, and the resurrection would be towards Him. So, by walking in the paths of the land, the earth, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to tell us, take the means in your hands. And when you take the means, you will get your rizq. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the example, many examples. One of the examples, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that If you have trust in Allah, the total trust, you will get your rizq sustenance as He gives it to the birds. The birds, they go out in the morning from their nest, empty stomachs, with empty stomachs. But when they come back in the evening, their stomachs are full. This also shows, this hadith or this example, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you your rizq if you trust in Allah, but you have to take the means. This is the example of the birds. They go out, they fly out, they find out their rizq in the land, and then they come back in the evening and they got their rizq completely. Here I give you another anecdote that a man, a trader, he got a son. And he said to his son, take this money, go with this caravan, do trade and get back with more money. So this lad, who was just a young man, he went with the caravan. Now what happened? The caravan was passing through a jungle. And they camped there. In the early hours of the morning, the lad saw a very strange sight. He saw that there was a fox, a lame fox, which can't even move. It can hardly creep on the land. And he was thinking, who is going to sustain this this fox? From where it is going to get its food? Then what happened? A lion hunted a deer. And he ate from that deer. And he left some flesh and ran away. Now the fox started creeping to that left out flesh. And he ate from it. Now the lad said, Subhanallah, look at this fox. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving its food right at that place where it was staying. So why should I travel? Why should I bother myself moving from one country to another country? Why should not I live at home? So he came back. He left the caravan, he came back. His father asked him, what happened? And then he gave the story. The father said to him, why? You have seen the fox, but you did not see the lion? The lion who hunted for himself, and then he left the food for the lame fox. Be like a lion, not like the fox. And with this, we come to the end of this episode. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
المالك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار الله 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 الرحمن الرحيم المالك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار.